Fans, please welcome the voice of your Cleveland Browns, Mr. Jim Donovan.
Thank you very much. And welcome, everybody. Welcome to First Energy Stadium, the home of the Cleveland Browns. And we welcome all of our season ticket holders here today and the great Browns fans, members of the media. Thank you for coming out. This is a very, very special announcement and big news for you coming up later on here this afternoon during our program. But we get set and we hope and send out a lot of positive thoughts to what's going on out in Berea this afternoon and for the rest of the week as the Browns get set to play in a huge game coming up on Sunday in Cincinnati against the Bengals. And isn't it fun to be playing in a big game again and in the month of November? I'll tell you what, that is going to be absolutely great. So, I mean, we're kind of playing for the state championship on Sunday, you know, and I'm going to try and go down there and see if the Browns can pull off a sweep of the Bengals. And if they get it, it would be the first time that's happened since 2002. It's been an exciting season. There is a lot of building going on with the Cleveland Browns right now. And I hope that you're watching it. And if you're great Browns fans, and I know you are, you can see it happening. You can see it happening on the field. You can see it happening within the organization. But on the field, consider this. The Browns playing in a big game on Sunday and right there in the AFC North race. And look at what they've gone through this year. Three quarterbacks playing already this season. You know, coming through after a big, big transaction and a huge trade early. But what a job this coaching staff has done keeping this team together. And I'll tell you what, a couple of Sundays ago, that was very, very real against the Baltimore Ravens. Nothing fluky about that win at all. It was really a better football team wearing the orange helmets on that day. So we look forward to as the building continues. But there are milestones that are being reached within the organization, and certainly we're watching it out on the field. You can hear it in opposing locker rooms after they play the Browns when they say with a quizzical look on the face, boy, those aren't the same old Cleveland Browns that we used to beat twice a year. I mean, it is fun to watch the division start to change and the Browns climb up the ranks. The milestones have been fun to watch on the field. It's only been 9 weeks so far this season, but let's reflect back on some of the excitement that has been bursting here inside First Energy Stadium.
We have one mission and one mission only, and that's to bring winning back to Cleveland.
Whether it's our work in the community, whether it's the business that we do, and most importantly, and this will be the clear focus of the organization, what we do on the field and our goal to try to win championships.
The people here want a winner, and I'm here, and I would not miss this for the world, the opportunity to come back and bring a winner back to Cleveland.
Right corner of the end zone, Jordan Cameron's got it! Throws right, and it's picked off! On a deflection, Buster Screen's got it! Sideline towards the end zone, juggled and caught, touchdown! It's Josh Gordon at the 15. Oh, what a move to the 10, to the pylon, to the end zone, touchdown! The Browns have beaten the Baltimore Ravens. Feel the joy inside First Energy Stadium. All right, and that is only 9 games. The best is yet to come, everybody. You know, that game against the Ravens, that's when sound really means something. I mean, that's when you can really feel it. You don't have to cue Browns fans really up on a scoreboard to know it's time to get involved. It's time to be the 12th man on defense or on offense. I mean, they are there, and they were there, and you were there a couple of Sundays ago. Let's get to today's exciting news. And, of course, the gentlemen who are putting this whole organization together to reach that championship level. First of all, we welcome the owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam. See you, Jimmy.
Good to see you.
All right. And the CEO of the Cleveland Browns, Joe Banner.
Jim, good to see you.
and the president of the Cleveland Browns. Here is, and please welcome, Alex Shiner. All right, gentlemen, here we go, and we've got news to break here today. But I'll tell you what, first of all, how excited are you to see this team really start to turn from a team that, you know, just fought to compete to a team that not only competes now, but is starting to play the field even and win?
Jimmy, it's exciting and it's rewarding, and you've been around here longer than I have, but to be playing games that count this late in the season, this deep in November, I think is very meaningful. And to see the excitement in Northeastern Ohio with our Browns fans is phenomenal.
Okay, so it was a huge commitment when you came in to take over the team as ownership of the team, keeping the fans in mind, the tradition in mind, but there was a lot of work to be done. We've seen some of that work paying off out on the field. But I know you have news today to announce about this place where we sit in. And Jimmy, give us the big announcement.
Yeah, I think we've talked from day one when we came to Berea the first time on August 3rd of last year that we had two goals, and really two goals only with the organization. The first is to win games and win games consistently over a long period of time, which is what great organizations do. The second is to give our fans the best possible experience they could have. And I think we all understand that First Energy Stadium is 15 years old, and it's in need of modernization. And I could tell you what we're going to do, but I think we're all better served to let this video talk about the plans for First Energy Stadium.
That's what First Energy Stadium, the home of the Browns, is going to look like and going to feel like, and how it's going to look visually by the 2015 season. How'd you like it? I mean, do you like what you see? Absolutely. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work. How important was it for you to attack the stadium appearance, to improve it, to give it a facelift?
I think it's exceptionally important, and it's all part of creating a world-class organization, and it starts with people, and then it goes to facilities. And I know a lot of you have seen what we did at Berea to make Berea a better place for our players and for our team members to work, and now we're taking, I think, the most significant step and giving our fans a great place to watch football.
Okay, Jimmy, as this goes along right now, is it harder doing this or building the football team?
Well, Joe and Alec are doing all the work on both, Jimmy, so you really need to ask them that. But they're both challenges. This is very exciting. It's a two-year project. I know Joe and Alec are going to get in the details. And for the 14 and 15 season, we're going to have a place that's dramatically different to watch and play football.
Okay, let's go to Joe. Joe, you're going to put on our construction helmets right now, and we'll get into some specifics. And, of course, as you can see, and we invite you at the conclusion of the program, come up and take a closer look here on each side of the stage as to the renderings of what the stadium is going to go through and then eventually look like. Take us through some of the important characteristics and the different phases.
Okay, well, as you can see, the biggest, most compelling distinction there is the new scoreboards.
They're three times the size of the existing scoreboard. They're down lower and they're close to the field. So it really create a very compelling, dramatic visual experience. We also think it's going to make a more intimate bowl, so the loudness and the impact of our fans on the game should be even greater. In addition to that, there's going to be entirely a new audio system in the stadium. So the quality of the sound that goes with the scoreboard, as well as the pregame music announcements, you know, all the kinds of things that we do during the game, is just going to be a dramatically different experience. I'm sure some of you have had the benefit of going on the road with us and seeing some of the things that are going on in some of today's stadiums. We're now going to have that here in Cleveland for the fans. In addition, there's some basic things that we're going to do that are going to really dramatically make life easier for people getting in the building. You see in some of the pictures what looks like kind of an enclosed tube. We're adding some additional escalators to the stadium, so people, whether you're going to a low level or all the way up to the upper deck, that have had challenges either with the capacity of our escalators or needing to walk the ramps and steps, that's going to be a dramatically easier experience. So every element of the audio-visual experience, as well as some of the basic conveniences that our fans should be expecting and entitled to, are going to be enhanced in the first phase that will take place beginning in this January, ending by the beginning of next season. This is a proposal at this point. We're going to meet with the city and go over this with the appropriate committees and groups in the city, as well as the mayor and city council. But we wanted to present to you. We actually start that process tomorrow with the City Planning Commission. We wanted to have a chance to share that with all of you first.
Joe, those are big scoreboards. Will capacity be a little bit smaller? Will seats go away? Is there an area where seats will be added? What about that?
You know, the real capacity of the stadium is just a little over 71,000 people. You've seen this year we've been selling out the stadium with just over 71,000 seats sold. I know some people have been using a higher number, but they include things like standing room seats and suites and all kinds of things. The real seating capacity is just over 71,000 right now. When we finish the project, it will be just over 68,000 seats. One of the things that we think is really great about this is currently our information is that we have the lowest percentage of the seating in the stadium in the lower bowl of any stadium in the country. So we're really excited about being able to move and relocate some of the seats that are now in the upper levels of the stadium down to the lower levels of the stadium to have a higher percentage of the people having a dramatically better experience closer to the field and experience all of this. So there'll be a few thousand seats less, but there'll also be a few thousand seats that are currently upper bowl seats that will become lower bowl seats. And we're really excited about that, enhancing the overall experience for people as well.
Okay. Now, if some of the fans have questions, right after I ask Alec a couple of questions here, we have microphones out in the audience. And so if you make yourself available, if you have a question about what you've seen so far, what's going to happen, we'll take care of your questions there. Also, then right after that, we'll take some questions from the media, too. But Alec Shiner's here with us. This is two phases. Okay, there are two phases here, 2014, 2015. Take us through 2014, but then most importantly, what happens the next year, 2015?
So Joe described what will happen in 2014. After the 2014 season, we'll upgrade the stadium in four areas. First area is our general concessions areas. So we'll upgrade the food offerings and the point of sale in the main concourse areas. And we'll also bring a local flavor like we've done in our club level to the food offerings on the general concourse. The second area is our suite and club seat areas. Those really haven't been touched since 1999. And we'll do some work in those areas. We'll upgrade them. We'll bring them into the 21st century. We're really optimistic about what those areas will look like, and it'll be a very unique experience for our fans. We'll also build out a few more of those areas around the stadium, kind of unique hospitality areas that people can enjoy. The third area is throughout the concourse, we'll introduce new, more dynamic graphics, kind of linked to our tradition, linked to great Browns players from the past, and we'll also add lighting throughout the concourses. Finally, we're going to keep looking at technology in the stadium. This past season, there was an investment of about $10 million in connectivity, cellular towers in the stadium. We're going to keep looking at that. We've seen a big improvement for cellular phone access. But we're going to keep looking at it. We're going to see if Wi-Fi makes sense, if enhanced cellular makes sense, and if not, what other kind of mobile application devices make sense.
Alec, I know you've taken input right from fans. They've come to you. They've talked to you. I know that was a big part of the cell phone situation. People said, hey, I can't use my cell phone inside the stadium bowl. You've worked on that, but you'll continue now. I'm sure you've taken some of the opinions of these great fans here and incorporated them into your plans.
Yeah, I'd say almost every element of the project, phase one and phase two, is a byproduct of what we hear from our fans. So we hear about the audio, we hear about the video boards, we hear about it on social media, through our surveys. So all of these things are really responsive. We think we fixed some of these things this year, but we think this will be a totally new fan experience.
Boy, I'll tell you, Jimmy, you got to have a big scoreboard nowadays in the NFL. I mean, it's become such a huge part of the game to see replays, to you know, change your possession timeouts when the television audience is watching commercials. Those people in the stadium here get entertained by that.
It really does, Jimmy. And I think, and Alec has been the driver, and Kevin Griffin, who's in the back, of making our fan experience better. But with the limitations we have on our current scoreboard, there's only so much you can do. These scoreboards, which are much closer to the field, both in terms of horizontally and vertically, and are going to be approximately three times as large, will dramatically change the fans' experience at First Energy Stadium. And it'll be one of the first things, if not the first thing, when you enter the stadium. And you'll notice it all during the course of the game.
Absolutely. Okay, don't be bashful. We'll take fan questions first, if you have questions, and then media questions after that. And we have people right here on each side, and we please wait till you get the microphone so that everybody can hear you. And good afternoon. What's your question?
I think the improvements are long overdue. What will be the impact on ticket prices?
Ticket prices?
No, ticket prices is something that we review at the end of every season. The project is not going to necessitate a ticket price, but, you know, as a normal course of business, we review that every January, and at that point, you know, we'll be completely open and transparent about what the prices will be going forward. But that question is not linked to the investment being made in this project.
All right. Other questions? Any other questions? Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Jimmy Haslam, Joe Banner, for what you've done. We actually have a team that you don't have to get drunk to have fun watching them. And I got to say, in 14 years, this last game was the first time we've ever had hot chocolate that's hot. It actually tastes good. So you've done a great job with that already. My big thing would be, I know we have Browns apps, a lot of us around us try to get replays or whatever, and everything is Wi-Fi, and you just can't pick it up, even with the improvements. So hopefully you're going to try and address something in that way.
Yeah, we will look at that. We'll continue to look at it. We have all the data right now on connectivity with our cell towers. But if it doesn't get our fans where they need to get to, then we'll look at Wi-Fi as well. And so we'll take this year and part of next year and look at it, and then we'll decide how to invest in technology in phase two.
The last thing I just wanted to ask is, if you're going to put new escalators in that end, are we going to have them working for all 10 games? Because we're in the upper deck, and half the time they just don't work when we're going home or coming in somewhere down the line.
Yeah, we're aware of, we believe there's been improvement in this area, but we're aware that challenges remain. Hopefully by having more escalators as well as improving the continuousness of their operation, we're going to create a much, much better experience for you there.
All right. Thanks for your questions. Any other question from our fans here? Yes, sir.
Hi. I agree with everyone. It's real apparent, the changes that you have made. We appreciate it very, very much. You were talking about with putting in the new scoreboards and the new seating that there's going to be more seats in the lower bowl. Is that my understanding?
Yep.
Is it going to affect the club levels where they are?
No.
In any
way? The only impact there'll be on the club level, as Alec mentioned, is in the second phase. There'll be renovations and upgrades that will be including the club seats, but there'll be no impact on the seats of the club at all.
Okay.
Any other questions from our audience who are not members of the media? Yes. One more, and then we'll switch to our media segment.
What's the plan for paying for the improvements?
Well, as I said, we wanted the chance to showcase this to you. We start with the public side of the process, which will include meeting with the mayor and meeting with city council. Tomorrow we make a presentation in front of the Planning Commission committee, and we'll work through that. I think it would be kind of unfair to the process to kind of get into any of the details, but I think that will come to a head pretty quickly, and we'll be completely open and anxious to get back in front of you and walk through those details. The cost of the project is about $120 million.
All right, let's switch to the media. And we'll grab a microphone. Yes.
Joe, just to follow up on that, will you ask the city of Cleveland to pay for any of this?
Yeah, again, I'm confident that very quickly we'll be able to give you all the specifics of that, but I don't think it would be respecting the mayor and city council on that process to answer that right this second.
Other questions?
Respecting what you just said, $120 million of improvements, if the city and the taxpayers aren't paying for it, is there a plan B?
You know, we have to go through the process, but I'm confident that we'll work through this with the city and city council and have something that everybody will feel will be very good.
Yes. Regardless of the city contribution financially, does the team plan on paying for a portion of this project?
This team will make a significant investment, but I don't want to go beyond that yet. But I really think it will be relatively soon that these questions won't be vague, and we'll be able to give you the specifics.
I think Tom has a question here in the front.
Gentlemen, are there plans in place to refurbish the area around the stadium, parking lots? I know there was talk of maybe trying to get some, you know, either retail or bars and restaurants down in the lakefront area.
You know, my understanding, which is just really secondhand, is that the waterfront development project is a priority in the cities, and I think as they wait to see the outcome of that, that will eventually answer the question. But we're really very indirectly involved in that or even aware of it.
Joe and Alec, I know this isn't going to bring the stadium up to like some of the palaces in the NFL that you guys are familiar with, but I just wonder is there any way you could compare, at least is this going to be on the road towards something like, you know? That?
Yeah, we think it will. We're optimistic that this will put us far down that path. And there are a couple palaces in the NFL. I'm familiar with one of them. But I think we've got something special here as well. And bringing our fans closer, bringing the video boards closer, will really help us with our home field advantage, too. I think it's going to be a great experience in 2 years.
I think that the other thing that was one of our goals, and hopefully people will look at this and achieve it, is finding the way to balance respecting what's here, what the history has been, what people are used to, with something that has a modernization element too, not trying to replicate the palaces, but trying to create something for Cleveland in the context of the history and the 15 years of experience we all have in this building, moved it forward without trying to replicate what somebody else was doing.
You know, we live in a city with some really significant challenges, from poverty to crime, roads that are in disrepair the city doesn't have the money to pay for. Why are scoreboards worth a significant public investment?
Well, again, I think that you should wait to see the resolution of our discussions, and then if you feel that question is still appropriate, we'll be happy to answer it.
Hey Joe, how many seats will be lost in this reconstruction?
Well, you're going to have a net loss of about 3,000, but you also have some relocating. But when you took the total real current capacity to what the new capacity will be about 3,000 seats.
Has a decision been made on grass or turf for the field?
The field will remain grass.
I think we have time for a question over here.
A roof or a dome over the stadium?
All right, just on the front part of that. A roof or a dome on the stadium?
Which one do you prefer? you know, I think that our inclination is that football is an outdoor game played on grass. We did some evaluation as to whether we thought that was an investment that would make sense. It's an extremely expensive endeavor, and we didn't decide that it would be the best use of dollars.
All right, we have time for one more question, and then I will alert the media that Joe will be available in the back of the room for more questions. as we conclude our program. But we'll end with this question.
Well, the team did get $62 million, is that right, from the NFL to make technological improvements. And is that factored into the $120 million figure that we just heard?
Yeah, just to be what we did was we applied for a loan that needs to be repaid to the NFL. We were granted a loan up to $62.5 million. In fact, it's half whatever the project ends up costing. So if our current estimate of $120 million, we will finance the remainder of the payment in the context of whatever the respective obligations are in paying for the whole project.
All right. Thank you very, very much for being here. Once again, pretty exciting announcements and plans for the future of the Browns here inside FirstEnergy Stadium. If you want to get an up-closer look at the renderings, please come on up at the conclusion of the program. As I mentioned to the members of the media, Joe Banner is available. He'll be brought back to the rear of the room, and you'll be able to ask more questions. To our Browns fans, thanks for coming down and spending the afternoon with us. For all of us, we hope that you enjoy the remainder of the season. At least here at home, we'll see you a week from Sunday when the Browns take on the Steelers, and we'll bring the game ball back from a victory in Cincinnati. Thank you very much, everybody.